Not much precipitation will be occurring across the northern plains, the upper Midwest, or neighboring areas of Canada as we go forward through the next few days, but there is a disturbance coming up for Monday that will likely create a little bit of snow for the northeast part of the region. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Well, I'm sure everyone's bellies are full this morning, and it's probably a good day for just hibernating. The temperatures will be cold across the region. We do expect negative and positive single-digit afternoon highs in northern North Dakota today. Single digits and teens will be common in the rest of the region, except in portions of central, western, and far southern South Dakota, where there will be some 20-degree temperatures. We do expect tomorrow's temperatures to be quite similar. Single digits and teens will be common with some 20s in the west, central, and southern parts of South Dakota. There will be a bit of a warming trend taking place as we get into Sunday and Monday. The temperatures Monday afternoon expected to be mostly in the teens across a big part of the region. There will be a few upper single-digit readings still near the Canada border, and those 20s will be joined by some 30s in the western portions of South Dakota, but the southeast part of South Dakota will still be in the lower 20s. Well, the first opportunity for precipitation comes into the forecast as we get into Monday night and especially Tuesday, and at that point, a frontal system and low-pressure system will come racing through the region from the northwest, and it will impact northeastern North Dakota and a fair amount of Minnesota as we go forward through that time period. Tuesday will be more favored, and we'll expect to see some light snow impacting these areas. There will be a few snow flurries and snow showers in northeastern portions of South Dakota as well as southeastern North Dakota, and it looks like precipitation, though, farther to the southwest will be minimal. The snowfall is not expected to be all that impressive. We'll look for those accumulations to run basically a dusting to an inch or two, with the exception of northern Minnesota and possibly the bordering areas of North Dakota, where there could be 2 to around 4 or 5 inches. But that will be a very limited portion of our listening area, and again, mostly in the northeast part of the region. After that system passes, there will be another little disturbance that'll bring a chance for snow at midweek next week. This one will race across North Dakota and head into southern Minnesota and northeastern South Dakota, and that will occur very briefly, mostly on Wednesday of next week. It is not expected to have much potential for serious accumulation, but a dusting to an inch, maybe an inch and a half, will be possible. The temperatures during midweek next week will warm temporarily and then cool down again, so we will be faced with some more chilly weather towards the end of the week, but there will be some midweek temperatures with highs in the 20s and 30s, with even some 40 or 50 degree readings in central and western South Dakota. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.